the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In the jailhouse now.
Is this Soggy Bottom Boys?
It is Sloppy Bottom Boys.
Soggy.
Soggy Bottom Boys? Oh my God.
Don't make my eggs soggy and slimy. I'll take a butcher knife to your neck.
Oh, old Jessica. I said, if you make my sloppy, soggy eggs.
Slocky. If you make my sunny, soggy eggs.
I took the butcher knife to her neck. I said, you're going to start cooking them eggs better than what you're cooking them.
Oh, I'm a dancing outlaw.
I'm getting a headache.
I'm tired of sloppy, slimy sake.
Slimy. Slimy eggs.
I told that fella, you're going to fry them eggs better than what you're frying them, Benihana.
Wow.
I'm tired of drinking sloppy, slimy sake.
Sake.
Benihana.
God, you know what? Sake is awful.
It is. What's the attraction to that? It's bitter.
Plus, if you drink it at Benihana's or Kanpai, you'd walk out with a pocket full of eggs. Chickens, whatever they put in your pocket.
Do you ever pull your pocket out, like, sitting there saying, oh, I'm popping into there?
Right here.
I did that one time, not there, but somewhere else where they do something like that. And I had on a suit and tie. And you ever get a suit jacket, Paige? Maybe not. I'm not going to ask Fat Boy. Guys, you ever get a suit jacket and you go, it's like where the...
Yeah, when the...
The little scarf. Square would go, yeah. Or whatever. A scarf?
Well, she wouldn't wear one. That sounds lesbian if she'd wear like...
Well, that's why I said she wouldn't. Paula Poundstone days.
I used to love to wear suits.
Allegations.
But anyway, I go to put something in the pocket, and it wasn't a real pocket.
Yeah.
It was just a little slit that looked like a pocket.
Sewn closed. Yeah.
How rude.
A little fake faux pocket.
Sewn closed Steve Austin.
What? I can't put anything in my pocket.
Can't put anything in my pocket.
Got nothing in my pocket.
What?
Look for my keys. It wasn't there.
I remember the receipt
to get Vince. It wasn't there.
What?
What?
I remember the last time exactly I pulled my pockets out.
What? Excuse me?
Put your pockets out?
Yeah, both of them.
Were you looking for snacks?
No, it was a stupid joke back in the day. You ever kissed a rabbit between the ears? And then you pull your pockets out.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. It is to imply oral favors.
I know.
Oh, well, do tell. Yeah.
The pockets are the ears.
No.
The goober's the rabbit.
Oh, my God.
Dang it.
You're filthy.
We just ruined the joke.
No, you didn't. No. The song, yes.
Yeah, not the song. I was waiting for guns to start shooting or something.
Bang, bang.
Oh, man.
Horror story waiting to happen.
So what's up?
Man,
I found some
disturbing news, actually. It's kind of odd.
Is that why you played that song?
Well, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it probably is.
Oh. What's the disturbing news? They're coming back on tour. Draymond's back.
Oh, God. Dave Draymond?
I got some disturbed news, guys. Oh. Well, what is it?
He's so nice. He's nice.
That was me last week when you were telling the spitting in the food story.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't bring that back
Don't
up.
Do that again. Ever.
That's right.
I got a message from a buddy of mine. It was a link, actually. He said, look at this. Mm. You should recognize who this is. I'm like, yeah. A buddy we went to school with. Come to find out, he's been splitting his time between here and Tampa. This is the same guy I told you went to the Yay concert.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this at the time. So he got charged with murder. They think he killed an 86-year-old man in Tampa and his dog.
Why?
And we were shocked.
The guy, the person that they killed's dog, not his dog also. What?
Your storytelling is so impeccable.
Wait a second. You think he would kill the guy and kill his own dog just for that?
I thought he might have killed his dog because the dog witnessed it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't look. I'm about to do something. Wait in the truck.
Wait in the truck.
The dog jumped out of the truck. He wanted to save his best friend. Wow. Now, I don't want to make fun of this.
This is sad.
So this same guy. And you'd said before, like, he works back and forth between here and Florida, right?
Well, I didn't know he was splitting time until, you know.
What is that? I mean, I know what that means, but what does that mean? Like, how
it
do you,
means one time you're here and then the next time you're there.
Right. Does his job take him down there?
Well.
Or a girl? Or a guy?
They said that he was, of course I share this around to get some, you know, to feedback. Some other buddies. Then they're like, you know, a few of them knew what he was into. Like, yeah, he was splitting time because one of my friends ran into him down there at the airport because he's there on completely different business.
Drugs.
Teeth.
Oh.
So he's like.
Oh, Danhausen.
What the hell?
We all might be retarded for real because I just lost my spot. Oh, yeah.
No. Your thing was, well, I did think you said the guy killed his own dog. That's my own silliness. So while there, an older person dies. He, for whatever reason, does he look like the assailant? Like, how did he get mixed up into it? You know, you believe he's innocent?
Well, no. It's like nobody knows any information about it. Cops don't even know why he did it. But the thing is, when you look into it, he had been getting into the club promoting scene, you know, trying to make that work. And
they got liquor laws down there like we do?
No, because you can buy in Publix like whenever you want. Florida's kind of laid back.
Most states are.
Florida's like the whore of the prom. You know, you can have a turn or two, whatever you want.
You can buy it. Most states you can buy it at the grocery store.
Not here. Oh, let's get that on Sunday, Alan Wilson. Let's get liquor on Sundays. Let's get gambling and medical weed or whatever.
Yeah, and medical cocaine.
Yes, that too.
What do we need that for?
I don't know. That one guy said he was going to pass it if he got elected.
Mark Lynch. Medical cocaine, shout out. So he's splitting time, and when you look into it, he had and nobody knew this, a couple people. It was very surprised. His record, man, he has a long, like he's got priors, long rap sheet. I look him up through my little service I use.
Yeah.
He's got 3 pages of mugshots.
He uses Google.
Was it drug related or what?
Different stuff. But he had a warrant in Georgia, so that's why they took him in Florida. So he's facing murder, animal cruelty, possession of a firearm by a felon.
Why did I over the animal cruelty and not murder? That sucks.
I mean, all of it is horrible.
It's all, but...
Yeah, but the animal stuff is...
Why do you have to hurt an animal? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know why he killed the dog, too. Allegedly, this, you know, they accused.
A lot of places, you go mess with the owner, the dog's going to come after you, you know, afterwards, and then you don't want to get bit.
Yeah, he might have.
You don't want to call Rob. I got bit by a dog, but I was also robbing the owner.
Or he had a thing with the owner and wanted to... You show him something.
Paige has made him gay now.
No, I didn't say that.
This is a wanted man. You better not.
He was pissed off at him, killed the dog first, then went and killed him.
Oh, like just Pelosi's husband with the hammer that time?
Or the hit and run?
Or that guy.
On the parked car?
She's over there just counting money, and she's like, quit.
Paul, I got a bill.
You're a made man, Paul. Stay at home.
Nobody would, you would not think, this is kind of odd to say, that he would be capable of killing anybody.
He seemed like a nice person.
Just his temperament, you know. This is very much a shock to a lot of people.
I'm still having a hard time with this, and I'm not trying to split hairs, but when people talk about splitting time, like, I know what that means.
I don't know if you do, because it's the second time it's come up.
No, but usually it's retired people. I said retired.
Yeah, like you have a vacation, winter home.
Like, I know somebody whose daddy goes and lives in Florida with his brother in the summertime.
Does he rub something with him?
No, that was his dad, and he's gone now. But I have somebody that works a regular, unless they work from home. But like, I was just trying to figure out what is the draw to Florida, unless it's work or a female or the dude.
I don't know. Like,
I'm glad he didn't kill nobody up here. If you go to kill somebody, go to another state and do it. That's what I say.
You know, maybe.
But I say don't do it at all.
They're there.
There you go.
Like my cousin, he's a ship captain.
Does he have big boobs too, like your other cousin?
It's a man.
Does he have
question
boobs,
still stands?
No, they all ran not. In my family. I hope not.
You got a nice set. Yeah.
My set of knockers. Gene Wrigley. He's a ship captain, and he also he has a place in North Carolina. So he
got a ball field.
Did you notice the last name?
Oh yeah. Well,
that's my cousin.
I know.
Yes.
It's like how you said it. Wrigley.
My cousin Teddy Budweiser, and he said,
"But it's my point with him. It's seasonal because
Ted Lilly. What's up?
When he's hurricane season, he's not taking people out on the boat, so he goes to the mountains. Generally,
he's a puss,
big one.
Well, I mean,
go out on the boat, man. Come on.
Well, he's got to have
Mark Wahlberg.
He's got to have bookings. You have people that want to take their boats out and wreck them in the water.
But he hates that job, too. We have to put on that smile and tell people the same story every day. Like people who do like tours. Oh, God, you have. Yeah. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day for you every day. Like, telling everybody, like, yeah, this is really Abraham Lincoln's home that he was born in. We swear. And we promise this is the house.
Swear to God.
He would call with these millionaires and he says, I want to introduce you to my single cousin. And they would invite me out on the ship.
God bless.
But I'm working. You know, I can't just take off and go to the Bahamas or go to, you know.
Right. You don't want to split time in the Bahamas. So this guy did. I was going to say, like, I thought you were going to say the alibi was he was at the Kanye West concert.
It happened right around the same time.
Wow.
Explain this to me. It might not make sense.
Well.
He changed his name twice over the years of us growing up.
Okay. There you go.
Not his first name, though. His last name.
Whoa. What's he, parents stay together? Maybe, you know.
I don't know.
Because a lot of that time, like, I know a friend who you know.
He bounced around from school to school, too.
His dad was never in his life. And, God, I want to say we're in middle school. I hope he doesn't hear this and think I'm talking bad about him. It's just an example. But, like, he changed his last name in middle school. And I always had the hardest time trying to figure that out.
Dude, I got two buddies like that.
So when your parents get divorced, do you then take your mom's name?
Well,
like, I didn't understand.
I want to ask a buddy of mine, why'd you change your last name? Because I looked at his former name trying to, and couldn't find him for years. He found me. I'm like, I don't know this guy. Yeah, I do know this guy, but he's got a different name.
Maybe it's just online he has a different name. But even then, though, is it a thing now to have Facebook that you have to use your real name?
I don't know. Are they getting to? How would they know? They ask for ID?
I don't know. I know Australia passed it where.
Aye.
Australia and England, London, or yes, England. They made it now where you have to be 15 or 16 to actually get on the internet. But the reason they're really doing it is so you get the digital ID thing.
Yeah.
Because they want to be able to find out who's on the internet. Like, that's the whole thing with money. They want everything digital. They want to track every damn dollar you spend, where you spend it and everything.
And then you know what they do. They start tracking them on the black market. So when they steal their IDs, they sell them young.
Of course. Of course.
Let them build up a little bit of credit.
It's all a scheme.
Then they'll sell their IDs.
I'm not talking about the great Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say great.
Decent, you know, day to day.
You need to quit hooking up with hot chicks.
I was going to say, that took his mind off of it.
Shave that mustache, too.
No, the mustache is cool.
Let's go.
Spencer Strider got to go. Don't say let's go. Ugh.
Let's get it.
You know what? When people say it, it's so commonplace now. It's replaced the word amazing. I am sick of the word amazing. Amazed means this.
Well, they'll just call the song like Grace now.
Holy. Like, you should be sitting there chanting like the wrestling
having
fan.
A heart attack.
Holy S. Holy, I'm amazed right now, man.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, what's up?
Rise
Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. So many people are texting in about, it's funny, you know, somebody hears like a local story, like a local tie-in with what Fat Boy was saying. Hey, what's the guy's name? I might know him. Hey, who is that? What are you talking about?
Yeah. It is public record, but I don't want to say it.
I don't blame you. Because, I mean, you don't want to out a murderer.
No.
Which, I'll tell you, that's a tough word to say, too, if you think about it. Like, of all the ways we could combine things, we had to go with murderer. Murderer.
Yeah. It's just so biting.
It's like rural juror. Did you ever see that? Rural juror?
Is that the prank show where he's the only one in on it?
No, it was a show within a show that was on 30 Rock.
Oh, I missed a lot of 30 Rock. I have to go
it
back.
Had its and, moments.
I had to rewatch it. Like Office, I didn't watch a lot of Office even.
Oh.
That was a good show. What's wrong with you?
But I know Parks and Rec was too far or too close after The Office to kind of care about that one.
You got bored with it after that point.
It was like, you're trying to do too much.
But isn't it interesting how they like changed that whole dynamic about TV? Like the way The Office is one word, by the way. It's T-H-A-F-F-I-C-E. The Office. But you know how they put like some reality show within a comedy. I don't know.
Everybody, like, that's the formula. You don't have to break the third wall and keep staring at the camera.
Right, but, they went to that well so many times.
Yeah.
You know, the whole gym thing, you just turn and look at the camera.
They just had a show that was set up that way on NBC, and it got canceled because nobody watched it.
Yeah, canceled.
I'm like, so is the office.
All right. Paige must have said a bad word. We have a lot of people calling right now, and usually that's what it is. Did Paige just say tatties?
Blanky, you know? Blanks.
She said this, actually.
My favorite color is asshole.
Oh, man. Don't spoil it. I didn't watch it.
Not me.
That's the only reality. If you want to even call that reality show. Like, they've probably been married 4 years by now. They've probably already got a kid. They have to hide in public because the show hadn't come out yet.
Probably done lived in Myrtle for
probably a while. Probably done lived there. Probably already. He probably bought and sold Mother Fletcher's.
Lord.
All right. You know what? I was not going to start with this one first because I usually don't like this name, but we'll do it. Steve, good morning. How are you? How you doing?
Hey, morning, guys.
You doing all right?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm driving to meet my wife. I figured I'd call y'all before I got here to blow off a little steam.
Oh, God. Oh, let me guess. No, sweetie, I'm going to meet my wife. I felt like I heard air quotes in that. So you going to divorce court? Is that what we're doing?
No, going to the plastic surgeon's office.
Golly,
oh, fuck. My gosh. Jesus. For you or for her?
Well, for her.
Ain't no man going to call in and talk about that.
What's he going to get done?
I'm getting some filler put in.
Brazilian.
You getting your butt lifted, sir?
Maybe it is.
No, God, watch. This is going to be like facial reconstruction or something now. We've talked crap. It wasn't crap. Everything okay, though, for real?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. She's fine. This is voluntary.
Oh, okay. What? Voluntary. So she is doing, is she going, you know, back to 35 or whatever it is?
Well, trying to, you know, facelift.
I had a dog that way. I really did.
Yeah.
She's getting a face. So wait a minute. She's all this at once?
Well, no, a consultation today and surgery later, assuming she gets her way.
You don't want her to, right?
Not really. I think we're getting too old for this crap.
Oh. How old a guy are you, if I may ask?
Well, we're both in our mid-60s.
God, you don't sound it at all. Well, do I sound 50? Really, do I sound 50 to you, Steve?
Because he is.
I'm 50.
I'm 50.
Yeah.
50 years old.
You do not sound that old. Do you look that old, though, Steve, do you think?
You're a hot guy.
Do you look mid-60s? Or?
Who, me? Nah.
Yeah. So you
that's
think
my story and it's sticking to
there
me.
There you go. So you think that, I mean, what age is appropriate for plastic surgery? Because that's when, like, you know, that's and I swear I say it all the time and I think people think it's bull
stud.
But I feel so bad for women and the way that they're held to this different standard than men, you know, with the look stuff. Like they say a man, a little gray makes him look more rugged, more mature, wrinkles on a man.
You don't know, you simp on me.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But then a woman, you know, like you're talking about Balin, the mom on that, she's cool, she's beautiful, Julie. But then the second season, she come back and she's got the lips going, you know? And like, what do you see that makes this right here look good?
Men love it.
I don't.
You don't like it?
I mean, I don't. I can't tell if she's just like.
She's got the DSLs.
Like, you want to kiss right now or you just, is that the way your lips look all the time?
I want to get my other afro one done.
Don't do that. You look gooberish. Okay. Steve wants to talk. Steve, you're both in mid-60s I mean, you're fine with her, right? Like, you like...
Oh, well, yeah, sure, you know, but at some point, you just got to let nature win a few rounds, you know what I mean?
Now, look, I hate to bring this up, and I don't want to be disrespectful.
Oh, God.
But
oh, boy.
He's heard this show too much that he knows what's coming.
Do you think she needs a facelift?
No, man. You see, she looks great, and that's what's driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But you know, I don't want to be too nosy here, but
that
like, did she feel that from you, though? Like, you tell her, like, honey, listen.
Oh, every day for 40 years, I told her this morning.
Yeah, and what she happened? I mean, what'd she say?
Well, she's standing in front of the mirror, pulling the skin back on her face.
Oh,
does this look better?
What'd you say?
God. I said, I can't tell the difference.
See, that's the wrong answer, though.
Oh,
I hate the way you said that, pulling her skin back.
Well, you know, I mean.
Put your face back.
Yeah. So, that was the wrong answer, I suppose.
Well, there's just not a right answer to that question. Uh-uh. You know, she got mad and said, well, this is why I need you at the consultation. You don't pay attention.
Yeah, I'm just going to bust your balls good on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you could go to remedial husband school if that was available. Is this her first plastic surgery?
Oh, hell no. No, she started around 30.
Oh, 30? Wow. What, like with the boobs?
Well, nose job first. She hated her nose since she was a teenager, so I supported that.
I remember when I found out that was called rhinoplasty. I was like, I'd seen that word, but never knew what it meant.
What does that mean? Bitch getting a horn on her
face? I didn't know. I was like, what's she going to get, a unicorn or something? So,
he's going to make a
nose job at 30. All right. And then where did we go? What did we do for 35 or...
Boobs.
Nice.
Okay.
Still supportive?
Enthusiastically.
Oh, okay. Now, and when was that? Around the same time?
I was around mid-30s. We were done having kids, and she wanted them done. You know, I had no objection.
Right. I wonder now, because, you know, a lot of women don't breastfeed now.
Not other adults, at least. I don't like it.
Well, they look down upon that. But, you know, the thing about... you know, they will do it in more of a kind of physical, not physical, but like they know that it's going to wreck their boobies. If they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's the choice. Okay. So, okay. Do we need to?
Yeah, but I want to keep talking to him.
Steve, can you hold on for a break? I'll give you a dollar. $2.
Who are you talking to, me?
We'll throw in on the fund.
Well, hold on, if you can. Will you hold on? I want to hear more about your box body. All right, hold on.
Don't you hang up.
All right, we're going to play these commercials at 2X speed.
We'll give you some jug bugs for
can
the
Can we
jugs.
Do that? You know how you can do that? That's another feature on Instagram now. You can change the speed of videos.
Can we? Can we speed them up?
Speed them up. Hey, folks, there's Robin area. Ready to call up. This is where to call up. All right, we'll try that out and see how it goes. We'll come back. We'll talk to Steve and more about plastic surgery. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
Up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, and we want to thank Steve for being so nice and Steve. Waiting patiently as he talks about his wife's... It seems like a little bit of an addiction to... But you know what? I bet you when you go there, you know, they don't probably say, hey, by the way, we've, you know, your ass looks a little droopy. You want to get the butt lift?
You want some lipo?
You got to upsell, right? When you go out to eat, you're supposed to upsell the dessert.
I think what they do is they say, you're getting your lips done. Here's a picture of Debbie. Debbie got her lips done. And look, here's another picture of Debbie. Look at her butt before and after. And you're like sitting there thinking like, God, my butt looks awful.
That's exactly what they do. They'll put them up on the website.
Yeah.
Like genital
pics. And you'll start judging yourself against this, you know.
Because I go look at them.
Yeah.
I know they're up there.
Well, they can put those on Instagram because it's medical.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve's going to get pissed and hang up if we don't get back to him. Steve, welcome back, sir. You're talking about your lovely wife. She's going today to get a consultation on, I wrote this, she had a nose job at 30. She got her boobs done afterwards. Did we ever say what she was going in today for?
Well, for a consultation.
Oh, just a consultation.
You know? Yeah.
So you want to blow off some steam. I mean, you have, is the steam that you want to blow off, is it the money, or is it you want her to see what you see and you think she's perfect?
Oh, you know, we've made a couple of adjustments. You know, it's both financially and emotionally.
Yeah. Like, has your attitude changed about this over time? Like, now you're like, honey, you're going too far with it.
Well, you know, yeah. It's like I said a while ago, you got to let nature take a couple of rounds, you know. She's when she hit 50, yeah. she discovered injections, you know, Botox fillers. She's kept it up ever since.
Oh, okay.
Does that bother you that she gets fillers and stuff like that?
Well, it didn't until I tried it.
You got Botox too?
Yeah, once. She talked me into it 5 or 6 years ago.
So why the hell did you get it?
Well, she kept pointing out the lines between my eyebrows.
You
know? Shame. I know, right?
Right here. I was in a relationship years ago with a young lady that worked at a plastic surgery place, and she brought it to my attention that I had an 11 on my forehead.
Did you get it done?
No. Well, so I got Botox one time. I've told y'all this.
But, yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, but I had it done, and I couldn't tell really any difference, only based off what she said. But I think because she was in that sales mode, to me per se, because I didn't know it was right. But like, we snuck in on a Friday night and did it. I'm just kidding. But anyway, she talked you into doing it, and she pointed this out, so you tried it. So obviously you didn't care for it.
No, I hated it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, you have to consistently do it if you want to keep Botox.
Yeah.
And it stays in your body.
So. I felt like I was wearing a little bit of a mask or something. You know what I mean?
No.
Your face filled. Did your wife like it?
Well, she loved it, you know, naturally.
Well, of course, yeah, she would.
Yeah.
And then one afternoon, my granddaughter fell off the swing set, and
fine. Oh God!
You know, but everybody was running toward her. I'm worried sick. I catch my reflection in the patio door,
and
I look like I'm waiting on an oil change. You know, my expression didn't change.
Oh no! Like your face was not matching the situation.
No, man. My granddaughter's crying. My wife is panicking. I'm standing there looking mildly inconvenienced.
How long did that last?
Months. I spent about 4 months waiting for my forehead to come back.
Did it ever come back?
Well, no. My wife tried to schedule another appointment.
God. Did that change the way you looked at what she had been doing or what she's doing now?
Well, yeah, completely. I realized that I don't want to spend the rest of my life fighting getting older.
That's true. What did she say to that, though?
Well, that's because you only did it once.
See, look what she does.
That's
Steve.
What Paige said, though. Paige's like, they'll get you with one, and you got to. It's like people who
like every 6
change their
or so.
Gender. It's like if you stop taking those pills, they can't. They don't know what's going to happen to your body. Your goober might grow back. I don't know, Steve.
Might come back.
So
stronger.
Now she wants you said the facelift and the neck lift. The money, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. That's got to be a toll.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, we can afford it.
Oh, damn. Look at old Steve here. Money bags.
You worried about the surgery, though, I guess?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're older now. Recovery isn't as easy as it used to be.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, you've been through a lot of recoveries, too, so but not one at this age.
Yeah. Nobody talks about the spouse, you know.
That's true. Like, you got all this. Like, what if that's not the face you fell in love with? Like, what do you mean by that, though?
Well, you know, she gets the surgery and I get the recovery.
That's what I was going to say. You're the do boy. You got to go do everything.
Run all the errands.
Yep, medication, food, errands, helping her get comfortable.
You probably had to do the dishes,
too. Every 15 minutes. She asked me every 15 minutes if the swelling looks better. It's never ending.
Yeah.
God. You sound excited.
I mean, I guess you're not against it. Doesn't sound like you're against it, at least.
Well, you know, that's part of it. She gets a facelift. I get 6 weeks of overtime.
Plus, when the as far as the boobs go, you got to squeeze those suckers every so often to make sure they're coming in. You know?
But you're going to the consultation, though? I'm sorry. Well, I talked all over. Yeah. But the consultation is now or today or this morning?
It's today. I'm heading there now.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I'm her husband. I can disagree with her and still show up.
Right.
That's true.
What does she say, though, when you tell her, you know, she doesn't need it?
Well, she tells me she's not doing it for me. She likes looking good, stays active, takes care of herself, and says getting older doesn't mean she has to surrender.
I mean, you can't hate that argument, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, well, neither do I, and that's what makes it complicated.
Yeah, yeah. So has she shared with you, like, what she wants to look like after surgery, like, you know, maybe watches some of those, you know, Desperate Housewife ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she showed me a picture.
Yeah. Who was the picture? Of
herself.
Oh.
She showed you a picture of herself.
Is that her goal?
Yeah, one from about 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. No.
So she's not trying to look like somebody else. She's
trying to look like herself 20 years ago.
How do you argue with that?
Tell her she ain't 20 years. She's 20 years old.
Well, I mean, you get older. You can't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't tell her that.
So what is this theme, though, Steve? Like, what do you want her to, you want her to tell you, like, when she's going to stop? Like, do you know? Is this it?
Well,
sorry, I have so many questions for you. I just can't imagine you. I can hear it in your voice. You love this woman. You've been with her ever how many years you've been with? 20 years, whatever.
Yeah, 40.
40? Good gosh.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
Well, you can say whatever you want to her. You put time in.
That's true. So what'd she say, though, when you asked her when she's going to stop? What'd she say?
Well, she just says again that she's not doing it for me. She's doing it for her.
Yeah.
And I ask her, you know, when are you going to stop? And she says, well, when I stop seeing things I want fixed. There's no finish line.
Yep. Do you think she's addicted to plastic surgery? Because look at it from the recovery standpoint. And I'm not saying she's taking advantage of you, but she's used to that for a few weeks after the surgery, being waited on hand and foot kind of thing, you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to make her sound crazy. She's not getting operated on every 6 months. She just cares a lot about how she looks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you don't, but, like, you don't? Like, I mean, you care a little bit, too, right?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I shower.
That's maintenance.
That's all you need. That's the whole routine, bro.
That's right. Does she look longer? Longer. Does she look younger than you do now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's got to bother you a little bit. I mean...
Oh, no, come on, don't start.
Are you the same age?
I'm 8 months older.
Oh, okay. I don't count. I mean, come on, man. We're talking about years. You can't count months.
Someone once asked her if I was her older brother.
Oh, my gosh.
She's maintaining, man. You're slipping a little.
And people will say, I can't believe you're that old. You know,
God, the
worst.
Well, I'm aging naturally.
Yeah.
She's actually on the phone.
My favorite color is asshole.
Oh, no.
Again.
So the fact that you're driving to this consultation, I just want to, like, get some kind of finality to this before we have to go. Even though you disagree with her, you are still going to that consultation with her. And I think that says something. I really do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're a good husband with an old forehead is what it is.
Old forehead.
Age gracefully.
That's basically it.
Hey, man, look. I want you to really, well, I don't know if you should or not, but I wish that she could hear you talk about her the way you did this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because or let her hear that. I'm not saying she doesn't, but, like, I can tell legitimate love in your voice for your wife, and that's, especially, you don't hear that much these days.
Yeah, you know? You're willing to do overtime and take care of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's her go. That's her go home.
Yeah, it's for your wife. Actually, you know, she's had her neck, her back, her boobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Steve. Let us know when you schedule your next Botox, and
yeah, we want to see a picture.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to wait a long, long time.
Yeah, very good. I appreciate you listening, Steve. You have a good morning. Hope everything works out good.
Thank y'all. Appreciate you.
All right, see you, man. Appreciate you.
You should be there by now.
What a good guy. Look at the women on text fawning over him. I wish man loved me like that. Ah!
Well, like, front of money?
Leave him then.
Pay for the neck, the back, the crack.
Yeah.
The knockers.
Wow.
Probably getting a bleaching done in there as well.
She's probably putting gauges in her nose holes.
Probably.
How about that's that? Gross.
Yeah.
Nose holes.
Probably in Botox in her schnoz. Is that a thing?
This text says, my mother has spent $230,000 on plastic surgery.
How do you get the? How?
Why?
How do you get that much?
I know people that make payments on it every month.
At that point, you shouldn't be a doctor.
You got clawed up. I need my eyes done.
You should get fired as a doctor doing that much.
I mean, that is.
Ain't it like a bartender? They got to stop you at some point. Like, well, look.
You know what? That's a solid point.
Or a tattoo artist.
But you don't want to be that woman. Like, there's somebody from Hollywood I saw a while back, and I was like, you know what, young lady? You are beautiful. You were. But now this whole trying to confuse the world and make us think you age better than the rest of
it. Was it Precious?
Precious.
The actor.
It wasn't Gabrielle Sabaday. No, but it was somebody. Then you become, not only are people saying, oh my God, look how young she looks. They're like, dude, you know she's like 84. There's no winning with it.
No, you can't.
There's no winning with it. And it's crazy. I'm fine with the boobs, but everything else.
You got to maintain those.
Yeah, you got to get surgery done, and they move. Yeah. And you have scarring. And
now, I don't know if this is still the case, but it was every 10 years you got to swap them out.
Yeah, you should.
So I don't know with the new stuff if you have to swap them out or not.
Have Wi-Fi now?
Probably. They got serial numbers on them.
Yeah.
Well, they so the do government that can track them.
Well, they do that to identify bodies. But does that mean like my hip got a serial number on it?
Yeah.
I've really never squeezed a fake one.
Well, don't you want
a hip? Come here.
What if they put the wrong one in?
I know if they put a left hip on the right hip, and I'm sitting there walking all like a pimp from the 70s.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.